This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
9-3-0-2-8.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about you and your community. You are a community of one, and your community, well, guess what? It's the people you know and the people who know you. Think about the numbers that you could influence in your own personal community. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I'll tell you, it's just isn't it just wonderful? Aren't you? How many people are out there wishing that the election season was over and we knew the results and everybody was just all happy? Think about how polarized we are as a nation and how unhappy one side's going to be and how happy the other side's going to be. I guess it's a matter of numbers. It's a numbers game. And you know how we're getting the numbers through the polls? That's something we're going to be talking about in a few minutes, just sort of a little segue into what we're going to be doing here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we're also going to be talking about, well, what about the Russian hysteria that's being generated by our own government? We're going to give you the real details as to why this government is so hysterical about Russia. And by the way, Russia is planning for nuclear war. Just thought I'd throw that one in on you. But some of the planning actually goes to annual training and planning that the Russians do in their own government. And we're going to try and straighten that one out for you. What about Agenda 21? You know, what is Agenda 21? I guess it's the big question. It's a radio show, right? Well, no, it's more than that. I mean, we named our radio show after what the United Nations created back in 1992, the plan for global domination, the globalist plan, known as United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century. It's a bunch of totalitarians. I guess I'm going to use Andrew Breitbart, totalitarian freaks. Boy, does that just not fit Hillary Rodham Clinton? Or Bill Clinton, who, by the way, you know, he's got a little potty mouth. And I guess Hillary, I'm hearing tinfoil hat thinking here, rumors. We're getting some of the rumors. By the way, this is what we're hearing about. That I guess Hillary likes to use the F word a lot. And so there are some open mics, apparently, that have been capturing her using the F word. Now, I don't know if that's going to come up. People are so afraid of her, though, in the mainstream media. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why we have such a problem with the mainstream media. And, by the way, are you fed up with polls? Those polling numbers, we're going to be talking about those in a very short order. And by the way, we're going to actually be breaking some news here on Agenda 21 Radio, so you want to kind of listen to that. But first of all, let's get some of our basics down. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. That's the other name for it, the other URL, a21r.com. For those of you that you want to make it simple, it's Agenda 21 Radio abbreviated, A and 2 and 1 and R.com. Also, you can email me at paul@agenda21radio.com. That's paul@agenda21r.com. Get it right here. I got to get that whole old URL out of my mind, so I haven't quite got there. Okay, some other things. We want to pat ourselves on the back here on Agenda 21 Radio because our listenership base is growing really big, and we're really, really happy to see that here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we're broadcasting usually to the nation from 6 to 9, usually like every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Actually, it's Monday through Sunday. You can pick this up. Every Monday through Sunday from 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific. And then we also go on the Encore channel on Red State Talk Radio from 9 to 12. Same show. Sometimes we change it up. You might want to listen to the Encore because what we're doing now is we're not going just 3 hours a day. We're extending our daytime broadcasting to like 6 hours a day. So last Friday, if you're listening, you heard four hours of new broadcast that was not replayed in the second hour. So, there's just so much news going on out there. And so we had to bump it back into the Encore. So we're going to be putting up new stories and new programming on the Encore channel. So it'll be 6 hours of new broadcasting every single day on Red State Talk Radio. Look forward actually to grow to 9 hours. But the other part of it is the interest in the show is just kind of going over the top. I'm getting more and more emails from all of you, and I really appreciate the listenership. But we turned on – I got Scott Adams from Red State Talk Radio madly texted me yesterday and said, "You're blowing them out." And in other words, we're going way beyond what were our capabilities for broadcasting an audience on the digital stream from Red State Talk Radio. So I just so happened to tune in to TalkStream Live, which is the best way – to perhaps connect on to the players at Red State Talk Radio. And TalkStream Live, we were number 3 out of the 85 top talkers yesterday from the 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific or 9 to 12 Eastern time slot. And that was a brand new show. Nobody had ever heard it before. And we're sitting there going, wow, that's pretty cool. Number 3. And, you know, sitting there going, wow, you know, we're getting right up there with Rush Limbaugh and those guys. And then today we checked it out and we're number 2. Number 2 out of the 85 top talkers on TalkStream Live, and that's the same channel that Rush Limbaugh and same, of course, Michael Savage dominates TalkStream's lives. He's the number 1 talker digitally, and we are on the same TalkStream. So we're very, very proud of that, very happy, and I want to say thank you to all the listeners out there. You upstate New Yorkers, Albany, I'll tell you, I get a lot of email from Albany, New York, so you obviously like what you're hearing, and we're going to try and save the day. Going to try and save the day. Wiki Man, how much time do we have here? 2-3 minutes? 3 minutes. Okay, anyway, we're getting close to the segment here. But let's go ahead and do this because we're going to break a story right now, and this is a national story. We want everybody to pay attention. because we have finally figured out the polling problem. Now, you do remember, I'll set it up and then we'll get into the details after the break, but you do remember that when the big story came out about Donald, you know, with the on the bus and everything, just before the last debate that they had, came out on a Friday night, Saturday morning, just blew everybody up. And, of course, it's sex, sex, sex. It's all about sex and all about him, you know, talking dirty and nasty and all that good stuff. Well, all of a sudden, everybody realized, well, wait a minute. He's supposed to go to a rally on a Saturday morning with Paul Ryan. And then Paul Ryan quickly calls him and says, you know, you can't come over here. I mean, really kind of a curse, a terse, I guess you said. I said curse. A terse comment from Paul Ryan. So, you know, and more abandonment issues for Donald Trump with the Republican Party. I mean, how many issues could he have with? By the way, he's doing a fantastic job, and I'll talk about that too. But anyway, so the coordination of effort starts to really stream in. You start to see the mainstream media. They're pounding on Donald, 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 Donald. I mean, it was just vicious attack dog stuff, like from CNN. It was so mean-spirited. I just said, who can watch this? Now, I think I was with a lot of other people because the ratings kind of tanked for CNN and for the other mainstream channels. But there's a reason why, and we have the evidence behind this now. And we finally figured out, Scott Adams and Leonora Cravotta on Red State Talk Radio, we all kind of put our heads together here just a couple days ago and said, wait a minute, we figured it out what they're doing with the polls. Because all of a sudden, boom, the floor just went out on all the polling data that was coming in for Donald Trump. And Hillary went way up there. Now, you see, this is a tactic, a technique that the Clintons have used on just about every candidate. Let's go back and let's start thinking about some historical things. Mike Huckabee, he's had it done to him from the Clintons. Same tactic. You bring in, you get the sex thing, always talks louder to the voters than anything else. That's all they hear. And pretty soon your polling numbers are tanked and you're in a panic. You're a candidate. Your surrogates are out there. They're trying to clean everything up and control everything. And you can't do it. You just can't get away from it. It just gets away from you because it's all about sex, S-E-X. And people would rather talk about and hear about the salacious things with sex rather than text. They'd rather be listening to the sex talk rather than text talk. Anyway, we're going to blow this up for you, and we're going to explain to you what they did and how they coordinated it and how we can stop it just to look for it. And by the way, believe the two polls that are out there, the best ones, the LA Times USC and also Rasmussen, always dead on. I think we figured out the Clinton strategy. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Mana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so let's get into this whole polling data issue. Okay, so there was a coordinated attack, nothing like we've ever seen in the history of presidential races, or any race for that matter. Now, I got to tell you, my history with the mainstream media goes back to about 1988. I was handling the affairs of an Olympic champion athlete, and I got to work with the worldwide media on a worldwide level. And this is what I found out. I mean, I had the worldwide media descend on me, on my little head. I know this whole trip. I know how this goes. I had the worldwide media descend on me because this Olympic athlete had just won 3 gold medals and just knocked the crap out of the East Germans and psychologically really screwed them up. That's a whole different story. But the mainstream media was all over me. All over me. I mean, day and night, 24/7. I got 2 or 3 hours of sleep for about 3 weeks straight. But, you know, then I started figuring out stuff. One of the things I figured out is this. Reporters, real reporters and not real reporters, are very lazy. They'd rather have you do it for them. Okay. Now, let's think about that. I'm the source of the news for them, and I'm sensing, after working with them for so many days, they'd rather have me do the news for them. And I thought to myself, that means no investigative reporting going on. And, I mean, there was a couple reporters that I had. I would say that of the 2,000 or 3,000 reporters that we dealt with in about a three-week period, maybe 5 or 6 were really worth their salt. I can remember the LA Times reporter was really a good one. She wanted to know everything. And she was a very thorough reporter, was calling me. Sports Illustrated, they had a pretty good reporter, but she left out a lot of the details in the story when it finally came out in Sports Illustrated. But anyway, my point is this. The reporters would rather you do it. So I said, okay, we'll do it in the form of a press release. So I started putting out press releases and news releases on a daily basis, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day, to get the story. And boy, they just lap it up. And pretty soon I get calls from around the world, or I get phone calls from other parts of the country. I'm reading this article. I'm in Atlanta. I'm reading this article. And I'm sitting there saying, wow, you know, he's reading the article that I wrote. This is pretty cool stuff. So I figured out, you know, I could control the narrative because they were just lazy. And that's exactly what we have here. But you have a synchronization like we've never seen before with the mainstream media going on with Donald Trump. And everybody must have sat down, and in fact, we're starting to find this out now, with Julian Assange and his WikiLeaks, that there's been a great deal of coordination of effort between the mainstream media, as we've always known, in terms of controlling the narrative about Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, my discovery back in 1988 to 1994, let's say, I realized that there was a major difference between mainstream media and what they were doing to control the issues. Really, really saw that, and they can do that. And they, you know, it's also incestuous. As an example, Ben and David Rhodes. Ben Rhodes is Obama's, I think, number 2 national security advisor. He's a ditz. The guy's a poet. He's a writer of some sort, and a bad one at that, but just because he's a friend. But the other part is this, is that David Rhodes is president of CBS News. Now, I want to show you how important that is. I'm sitting in the actual studio right here, high atop Mount Huth, dodging the drones, incoming drone missiles and so on. Haven't had one here today, but we know where they're going to show up. Anyway, we were sitting in this very studio when we realized what things about Benghazi. And you know, within hours, we had people calling and stuff. The whole story is, within about 18 hours, we kind of knew what the whole story was about Benghazi. And we knew top secret stuff that a lot of people didn't know for a long time. But here's the thing. They went out and they created a narrative about a video that created, right, the riot that created the circumstance which killed the ambassador and everybody else at Benghazi. Well, that was a complete lie and fabrication, but this is what they did. Obama comes out on September 12th, and he visits in the web in the Rose Garden, and he comes out with the whole thing about, gee, this is what happened. It was about a video, and you know there was it wasn't even about an attack. Never mentions the word attack. But then what he does is he walks into the White House, and he's interviewed by Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. They're going to do a thing about what happened in Benghazi on 60 Minutes on the following Sunday. That makes a lot of sense. So they interview him, and he admits it's an attack. That's September 12th, 2012. Well, what happened in the following Sunday? Susan Rice comes out, visits all the different talk shows, and says, oh, it's all about a video. Now, wait a minute. There's a gap there. It wasn't about an attack. It was about a video. It was about a riot that happened. It had nothing to do with a coordinated attack or anything like that. And, of course, everybody was in the dark for a long time. They kept the narrative going that it wasn't about an attack. But this is what they wanted to have happen because they could not have an attack that went on that would make the president look bad. That story was buried. The Steve Croft story was buried until the night before the election in 2012. And we pulled it up and we played it. Now, it's kind of interesting. How do you think that happened? That they didn't put any of that out until the night before the election. And by the way, it fits what Candy Crowley did to Mitt Romney. And she said during the debate with Mitt Romney, oh, Mitt, no, man, he said it was an attack. Well, President Barack Hussein Obama did say it was an attack on the 12th, but he said it to Steve Croft. And that never aired and never got broadcast until the night before the 2012 election. Now, where would the coordination of effort come from? Let's see. Do you think that Ben Rhodes called his brother David at CBS, which, of course, is the parent company of 60 Minutes and Steve Croft? Do you think? Okay, that's the stuff that goes on. You can go and look at ABC, CBS. There are tons of people, whether they're married or brothers or sisters, or in the news agencies connected to the White House. That's the way it is. So there's a great, and of course, through Media Matters, that's the other outlet out there, great deal of coordination of effort between these agencies and between the White House, between the Clinton campaign, and that's what went on last weekend. Okay, but here's the big thing. They manipulated the polls because everybody's going, God, these polls look terrible. In fact, I've got the printouts from the polls from yesterday. Actually, this is from the Thursday, the 13th. And everything's Clinton, 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 Clinton. And by a bunch, you know, CNN came out and they did their poll. And man, by Saturday night, Trump was down by 15. They hadn't even had the debate. Now, do you think that there's some manipulation of the polls going on? Now that you know that there's manipulation and coordination of effort between these agencies, do you think there's bad data going on there? Well, I did. In fact, I kept on thinking the other day, something that we do encourage. I had my tinfoil hat on. I was thinking. And, you know, as opposed to those of you that don't want to put on a tinfoil hat and don't want to think and rather have the government think for you, get my drift? I mean, Obama would love to be thinking for he thinks he does think for you. And Hillary Rodham Clinton knows darn well she thinks for you and everybody else. She's a better thinker than anybody else on the planet, right? Well, so I started thinking yesterday and said the other day, and I said, you know, I can remember my calculus and my statistics teacher saying, you got to have good data. You always have to have good data because bad data creates bad things. It just kind of kept on in my mind, in my mind, in my mind. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what came out and what we did, what we found out. And what is a sense of relief to everybody because we've exposed the fraud here on Agenda 21 Radio. So when we come back from the break, remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. And you can also call in the studio, 530-742-5555. We'll take your calls on this. That's 530-742-5555. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, and you can email me at paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. And you can call in 530-742-5555 is the call-in number here. You want to jump in on this conversation that we're having about polling numbers and the polls and so on, because this is really kind of the crux of what's going on. We figured out the psychological damage that the Clinton camp has been trying to do to everybody else. And by the way, you know, there's a interesting thing, and we're going to play the clip, Tommy Lawrence comments in the next segment, which I think are very, very appropriate. But everybody is just so sick and tired of the Clinton way of doing things. I think everybody's on to the Clintons. And, you know, this is a technique of throwing sex and being salacious out there. It tells me one thing about them, and I think this is where we have to look, is they're desperate at this point. Because Donald, look at what Donald's done. In the last debate, he actually accused her and said that she needs to be in jail. And he said he's going to investigate. Do you realize that's never – I don't think that's ever happened in presidential politics. We don't have a record of that. But, you know, I want to tell you, Donald gets it. Donald Trump gets what is going on here and what we're trying to get across and convey to you here on Agenda 21 Radio, this titanic battle that's going on between the globalist and the non-globalist. Now, Paul Ryan, he was part of the coordinated effort last weekend, and he was all in on trashing Trump, and they just set it up so that this conference that they had in Wisconsin, so-called conservative thing, you had all the usual suspects that were going to be there. You had Rance Priebus that was going to be there. You had Paul Ryan that was going to be there. Scott Walker was going to be there, and all the other little surrogates that they have around them in Wisconsin. Remember, it was Wisconsin that bushwhacked Donald Trump before in the primary. Remember when the talking heads came out and all that good stuff, and they bushwhacked him? And they said, "Ooh, that stung." But Donald was doing something there. And Donald is doing something here. And I want to tell you, the Trump camp knows that what to expect from the Clintons in terms of all the little techniques. So they came out on last weekend. They had the salacious video or audio tape that was taken from Access Hollywood 11 years ago when he was a Democrat, I might add. And it just tanked him. It would really hit him hard. At least it hit everybody hard. We're going, "Oh, my God, Donald." Well, you know, wait a minute here. And I came out and I said last week, "Hey, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me." How many sticks and stones has Hillary Clinton hurled, and how many people have died of a result of her actions as opposed to Donald Trump's language? Let's figure that one out. We can start with the four dead in Benghazi right now. We can start there. And then the hundreds of thousands that have died as a result of her policies in the Middle East. Just a few things to drop right there. The Trump camp was ready for this. They came out with surrogates of their own. They came out with people that could deny the accusations by the women that were coming forward. Never denied what happened, and he apologized nationally about what happened on the Access Hollywood tape. That's fine. But the rest of it that was going to come, they trotted Gloria Allred out. Beast of all Hildebeests. Well, no, that's reserved for Hillary. But the other beast of beast out there, Gloria Allred, comes up, and she's got somebody from The Apprentice. Well, that dog didn't hunt. You know what happened to this woman and this so-called claim that she made against Donald Trump? Well, her cousin came out and said she's a liar. Says she's a liar. Plus, there's also all these invitational invites for Donald Trump to visit her restaurant. It just, that dog does not hunt. It just does not. And quite frankly, I've been involved in some of these little disputes in education, not only on this scale, but you could tell these people just weren't being upfront. And there's other issues going on, by the way, with that lady that we've been told about threats from the Hillary Rodham Clinton camp towards her. That's why she talked. That's what we're hearing. That is what we are hearing. We're looking to verify that, but I'm telling you, that's the way the Clintons play. That woman, if you take a look at the videotape with her, with Gloria Allred, she's terrified. And she's not terrified of Gloria Allred. She's terrified of the circumstances she's in because I think she's being threatened, and it's coming from the Clinton camp. All right, now let's get into the other thing, polling numbers. Polling numbers, interesting. This is from Thursday, and I'm going to go right down the list here because, remember, this is the thing that was everybody said, oh, and the narrative came about Tuesday with all the mainstream media, including Fox News. Well, it's over for Trump. And what's going to happen to all the down ballot? I mean, that narrative came out, and they're all saying the same thing. They're all singing the same song. And everybody's thinking, wow. Then people started to chart what was going on with the mainstream media. Said, well, you know, the mainstream media, they've got all these other things to report, but they're only reporting on these sex things. They're spending like 18 minutes per show on the sex things, but don't even mention the WikiLeaks things and the email scandal that goes on the Clinton side. They don't even mention it. Cable does, but they're not mentioning it. So I started thinking to myself, there's something going on here. So I started checking all the polls, and of course, sure enough, the standard bearers of polls that I use, the LA Times USC poll and also Rasmussen, oh, they had Trump up. Donald Trump's up. In fact, Donald Trump's up again. He had a tie going on Friday in the LA Times. There was no tanking into double-digit numbers or anything. Now he's up by 2, and Rasmussen has him up by like 3 now. Well, what's going on there? Well, it goes back to that thought I had about my teachers telling me, you got to have good data. You have to have good data. So I said to myself, okay, let's find some things out. speaking to some of my relatives who are older than me, actually, I said to myself, those my relatives always listen to mainstream media. They never get tied into the internet like I do. They always ask me for help, what's really going on. But, you know, they always get it from the mainstream media, NBC, ABC, and CBS. And so I asked my brother. I said to my brother, hey, brother, how do you get your news in terms of finding out about Hillary Clinton? I get it from ABC News. Do you listen to Fox or anybody else? No. He's much older than me. And I thought, oh, okay, great. And then I heard a report that came out on the Cavuto show, which the Cavuto was trying to shut the girl up, which was kind of interesting. He was talking to a polling person in Nevada, an operative, a surrogate. Actually, she was a libertarian. And the girl blurted it out. She said, you know, there's something wrong with these polling people because they're only calling people with landlines. They're only calling people to get their opinions from people that have landlines. Nobody's being called that has a cell phone. And then as soon as I heard that, I said, bingo, bingo. That explains a couple of things. One, the older people always have, and poor people, have landlines. They don't have cell phones. So look at the demographics there. And then the other, which fit the puzzle piece, why ABC, ABC, NBC, and CBS, why they are all broadcasting 24/7 just about, all the salacious stuff about Donald Trump. So no wonder that demographic would tank if you called them on a poll. Get it? So that creates a psychological steamroller effect. Oh, she's winning. She's winning. And she's really not. You have to have good data. And that data is tainted badly, but it's well orchestrated. And we're seeing it even play out today. But, you know, there's a problem with their data because everybody is stepping up. And the polling numbers have bounced back for Donald Trump. And he's now in the lead in the national polls in many of these polls. A frightening prospect to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And in fact, guess what? Mr. Podesta is suggesting to Hillary Rodham Clinton that perhaps you don't need to have this third debate. Maybe you don't need to show up for this third debate. Oh, that would break my heart. But, you know, I think Donald should have the debate without her. I'd see that. If she doesn't show up, Donald, have the debate without her. And just buy the camera, buy the airtime, buy the advertisement, and have it without her. And you say your things you need to say. Just a suggestion from a guy with a tinfoil hat on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Oh, yes, it's time for final thoughts. And as promised, I'm sharing my thoughts on these Trump tapes. All right, let's be real. It's not good. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't look good. It makes us uncomfortable. It makes it hard to defend our guy when he says things like grab her by the, well, you know. Yep, I get it. I've spent all weekend thinking about it. Here's the deal. This recording does not surprise me at all. Be honest, most of you aren't shocked either. It's Donald Trump, a billionaire businessman and reality star, not the Pope. Is anyone really that taken aback by what he said? I know how many of you Trump supporters are feeling. It's not that these recordings necessarily surprise you or even change your opinion of him. It just doesn't look good. I get it. But for all those never Trumpers and bleeding hearts out there saying, "I told you so," shut the hell up. Don't go around acting holier than thou about this like you've never heard anyone say anything like that before. Give me a break. And don't try to shame women who still support Trump. No, we aren't crying in the corner about this, and that doesn't make us any less woman, so save your pity. And to all those Republicans now pulling their endorsements a month before the election, wow, just wow. The Democrats have been sitting on this for a while now, and they knew if they release it 2 days before the debate, a month before the election, and after the ballots had been printed, they could ensure the spineless GOP would turn tail and run to save their own asses and political careers. I think you're once again forgetting why we, the voters, chose Trump as our nominee over all of you. We are sick of this holier-than-thou persona y'all parade around in public. We are sick of the fact that most of you were in office from 2002 to 2006 when we had the White House and both houses of Congress, yet did nothing. You just squawked. That's it. We still have border problems, tax problems, spending problems, and national security problems. You didn't do jack, but now you sit on a pedestal and pull your endorsement because of a leaked recording and the P word. Wow. You're the reason Trump is our candidate. He's far from perfect. He's not presidential. We know that. But you stopped listening to your constituents and started playing the game for yourselves and your interests. That's why we chose Trump. At least he recognizes our frustrations. And still I say, I am far more bothered by what Hillary has done than by what Trump has said. Truth is, his leaked recording is a problem because of how it makes us feel, not how it impacts governance. Does it impact border security, national security, trade, jobs, spending, or anything else that impacts your daily life? No! But same cannot be said for Hillary's dream of open trade and open borders. And remember, let he without sin cast the first stone. God bless. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tommy Lahren from Dallas. Good night and take care.
Well, just a little wake-up call about Donald Trump and the salaciousness of it all. I think she put it in perspective about this whole issue that's going on there. And again, I play that because I want to get you kind of back in that mindset to understand this was a planned political attack. You know, we're so caught up in the emotion of it all, and that's the whole thing. That's why I say, gosh, don't you just wish this whole thing would be over? We've just gone through this whole craziness that's been happening here around us. Don't you wish it was over? And I say, yeah, I do, but it's not over. These are the kind of attacks that are calculated at times when your emotions are very raw. That's for both Republican and Democrat. Donald Trump knew this kind of attack would happen. They have done their research. We've seen this before with Huckabee and with others, and anybody opposing Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton. See, a lot of you youngers don't remember Bill Clinton. These were tactics that were always used, and he got himself all caught up in his own sex problems. And you don't even know that. I was talking to a 31-year-old the other day who didn't even know that. Didn't even know anything about his history. I said, you've got to be kidding me. And he's a conservative talk radio host. I said, you're kidding me. He said, well, I heard a few things. Well, did you know about Monica Lewinsky's desk? Did you know about her dress? Did I say desk? I said dress. I meant dress. What about that? The stain on the blue dress. Hello, that's semen. That's genes. That's chromosomes. Think about that. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. The actions speak louder than words for the Clintons, and that's my point. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And that was Tommy's takeaway on this, too. But now the polls, we've figured those out. We know how they're manipulating their polls. They're only calling people with landlines, and they know people with landlines. The wire goes right to your house, and you plug in a phone. It's not by radio transmission or cell phone. They are not even polling the cell phone people. How many of you have gotten a poll on your cell phone recently? I've never gotten one. I'll get maybe during the course of the week three or four surveys on my landline. And that's the thing. You know, hey, wait a minute. When I go to that landline, I'm a different demographic. So now we know how they're manipulating the polls because they're going after only a certain demographic, and then they go heatedly polling those people. Yeah, they'll get way more phone calls. They'll get the three or four a day when they're trying to get a survey in your state. Now, just remember that. Anyway, we got a lot to cover here. And, you know, we're almost out of time here in the hour. It's just amazing. Anyway, 530-742-5555 is the call number. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. That's the best way to get a hold of us. And when we come back, we're going to be setting it up about, WikiLeaks for the next hour. Yeah, the WikiLeaks thing going. Julian Assange. Pretty amazing what is going on there, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Would you ever have thought in your lifetime you'd see something so dramatic? Stay with us.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now. .com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. All right. Jeez. Top of the hour's coming up. Anyway, visit our website at a21r.com, and my email is paul@a21r.com. This whole polling data is really kind of interesting, but again, it's a pretty good exercise in understanding the coordinated effort that went on over the last week. Now, we're going to expect more of these coordinated efforts. Unless we stop them, by outing them seems to be the best way to stop them, and that's what we've been finding out here on Agenda 21 Radio as we go through this whole miasma of the election cycle. So, as more and more people become informed about them calling the landlines and calling only that particular demographic and nobody else, they're leaving the millennials out. Think about that. So you're not hearing from the Bernie Sanders people at all. You're hearing from people that are the demographics that appeal the most to the Democrats at the time. You're dealing with older people, and you're dealing with the poor. The poor doesn't get cable TV. No, they don't do that. They don't, you know, what they get is air broadcast stuff. And that's the whole thing about the mass media, as opposed to the cable and the news media that comes out of the cable, such as what we do here, because we're a big digital, you know, talk show. But what happens is that their demographics is only towards a certain group that can get air broadcast channels, terrestrial stuff. Anyway, got the top of the hour coming back. We'll be talking about what is really going on with WikiLeaks and all the stuff that's creating quite a few problems for Hillary Clinton. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.